Radio Redux.
Right, we've got rum here at last. It's for the Radio Redux that we were all recording. Yeah, why not?
The sound quality is going to be a bit dodgy.
Who cares? This is Rom, who's
I've already interrupted him. So
who's the community...
He's
slightly pissed if you hadn't gathered. But, say hello, Rom. This is Rom, the community manager from Sega.
Hello, Rom. I'm the community manager from Sega.
It was well worth waiting for, wasn't it, guys?
I'm off now.
You're off as well. Alright, that's the end of the show. It was good timing, Rom. Yeah, see ya. I've been Archer J.K. This has been the Rexfest whole massive... clusterfuck of the show. And, yeah, this will go out probably sometime. Anyway, I hope you had a decent time and there's more music and stuff, so see you later. Bye!
Thanks for calling the Movie Ending Phone. Press 1 for a brief introduction to our service. Press 2 if you know which movie you'd like to hear the ending to. Press 3 for movies near you that are almost over. We understand that you don't have time to sit in a dark movie theater with people you don't know. That's where the Movie Ending Phone comes in. Just press the number on your touchtone pad that corresponds to the movie you wish you had seen. The defendant in Primal Fear is just faking it. Why deal with high admission prices, bad popcorn, and sticky floors? Steve Buscemi ends up in a wood chipper. Why let the person next to you ruin the movie for you when you can do it yourself? The killers in Scream are the boyfriends. Let your friends talk about all the movies they want. You'll never have to cover your ears again. Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze. And he's the killer in Seven. The movie ending phone. You'll never have to leave the house again. Darth Vader is still Luke's father.
Click the red button for a trip to space.
Welcome to Sonic Billboard. I'm your host, Mex, and I'm counting down your top 10 hits for the month of June. Each show is controlled by your vote, and no two charts are the same. What was last month's number one song could be on this month's shit list. Don't like who's on top in the Sonic Nation? Well, then vote. It is June 30th, and instead of drinking a nice tall pint of, well, a pint's not tall, I guess, a nice pint of beer, like our friend Archangel UK, which you'll be hearing from later in the show, I have something just as unhealthy, a nice tall glass of Coke. Well, at least the acidics level are high enough to make my death quick and painful. This month's listener's request comes from Joiner of Sonic Fans up in New York, New York, New York, and could possibly foreshadow our number one hit. Here's Somewhere I Belong from Linkin Park. See you in 3:30.
cause I can't justify the way everyone is looking at me.
Nothing to lose,
nothing to gain, hollow when alone, and the fault is my own, and the fault is my own.
I wanna heal, I wanna feel what I thought was never real. I wanna let go of the pain I felt so long.
Erase all the pain from the scars.
I wanna heal, I wanna feel like I'm close to something real. I wanna find something I wanted all along. Somewhere I belong. I will never know myself until I do this on my own. And I will never feel anything else until my wounds are healed. I will never bang anything till I break away from me. I will break away. I'll find myself today. I wanna heal. I wanna feel what I thought was never real. I wanna let go of the pain I felt so long.
Erase all the pain from the scars.
We're back, and you just got done listening to Somewhere I Belong from Linkin Park. You know, I'm starting to see a trend here with the listeners' requests. 3 and 30. It might just be the average length of the song. Who knows? Now that the Billboard has been out for a while, now seems like a good time as any to introduce a new section to the Billboard that's in the works. Sonic Billboard Retro Hits. Or should it be called Sonic Billboard Retrofied? Retrofire? Retroaction. Anyways, the section will include all the older Sonic music. Ah, you thought I forgot about that, didn't you? Well, I didn't. It's going to be a pretty huge ass section with all the other games that aren't already up on the site. Basically, it's going to have all the music from the GBA to the Sega Genesis or the Master System. The voting page for this section might be a little overwhelming with all 26 game titles on a single page, so I'll have to find a different way of separating the polls, perhaps by console or something. Of course, the name of the section still needs work as well. Starting our countdown is a hit that topped the charts at number 3 last month, but drastically fell to our number 10 spot. Coming at you is Zebrahead's Dream of an Absolution, also known as the theme of Silver the Hedgehog. Retrophonics. Retrofanatics? Retro Metropolis.
Bye. dream of an absolution. 'Cause every night I will make it right, and every night I will come to you. And every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution.
Or would you rather hear the number 8 song?
Yeah, we thought so.
A couple weeks ago, I received an email from Archangel telling me that there were some new songs that were recently discovered by Sonic Cult from Sonic the Hedgehog. A nice community if you don't mind the local Flame Fest. Anyways, I decided to download the songs only to find out they were just different versions of His World and Dreams of an Absolution. Granted, the instrumental version of His World, which will become available to download and vote for next month, was great to listen to, but how many times can Dreams of an Absolution be remade before we kill it? Just listen to this. Left it on the cutting room floor. I can deal with the original version and the techno version, the remix, but for love of Sonic, when you try to mix the original version with a MIDI file playing the chords for the vocals, that's just sad. But you gotta take the good with the bad, I guess. On a coincidental note, here's Crush 40's Live and Learn, holding our number 7 spot.
Slipping down your spine. 6.
Rise again. I've been on
many things need a push or pull to begin. On free to move unless another hand gets in. Be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, it's nothing at all, just me. Nothing at all, just me. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven rings in hands, speed through nights with feet in sand. Seven rings in hands, wants us all under command. Seven rings in hands, while with just one single hand. Seven rings in hand, arrow hearts catch fire now. Memories that dance, fairy tales in trance. Know what to believe, nothing's up to chance. Make believe reborn, myths in mind rethought. Question all that's known, legends blurred and torn.
Sonic's birthday being truly uneventful compared to last year, what could there possibly be left to do while we wait for Sega to feed us information about the latest Sonic games? If you guessed trying to hack Sega's database, you'd be wrong. But if you guessed drawing tons of hentai of a character that has no name, then you are correct. While trying endlessly searching forms all over the net to discover what the heck the raccoon girl's name is, I was only able to turn up hentai drawings of her. Incidentally, if I mispronounce the word hentai, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna really change the way I'm pronouncing this word. I don't really care if I mispronounce the word hentai. I'm not a big fan of pronunciations anyways. From what I've heard on Sonic Cult, it seems to be a traditional fad with new Sonic characters that are being revealed. Not surprisingly, Sega would want all the images of her removed from popular fan sites. Here's Lee's Brotherton's Dreams of an Absolution remixed at number 4.
see what you dream. Oh, your triumph and all you'll ever be. Look around you, then you may realize happiness lies trapped in misery. And who knows what of our future? We can all try to change our past. Only you know if you'll be together tonight. Cause every night I will see your light. And every night I will be with you. Cause every night I still lay awake in a dream of an absolution. Cause every night I will make it right. And every night I will come to you. Every night it just stays the same in my dream.
Take your water right. Clap on.
just got done counting down 9 of our top 10 tracks within the Sonic Nation, and now it's time to mix it up. Yes, it's time for Archangel UK's Remix Remit. The webmaster from Sonic Rex is here to bring you his favorite remix for the month of June, and in his own voice too. But I'll let Archangel explain it for you.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the very first Remix Remit. I am your sort of guest presenter here, Archangel UK, and yeah, I'm here. This is my little section on the Sonic Billboard Countdown that you'll be hearing every month or so, where I will select a remix of my choice, that is to do with Sonic, more or less, and give you a little bit of a lowdown of what's going on, and what have you, a bit of the history, what the level is, that kind of thing. So, inaugural one. Wasn't overly sure what I was going to choose, to be honest. There's an awful lot to choose from. But as it happens, something sort of chose it for me. One of the artists that I listen to quite a lot is the remixer Beat Drop. Beat Drop, who is also known as Dane Olsen, has become a quite prominent member of Overclock Remix. He was a former judge and has since gone on to better things in a big way. This is mainly due to some news that came through recently, that there was a competition held by Konami, and he won. He won with his song Until Forever, that the people from Broadjam judged to be the best of that was selling, and he's grabbed $1,000, going to be appearing on the next Dance Dance Revolution title, and will probably get some extra work from Konami as well, with any luck. So, yeah, it's really big news. I mean, this comes not long after another member of the Overclocked Remix fraternity, and that was Pixie Trix, actually. Pixie Trix, who, those who know Ready Bricks know, I just love Pixie Trix's voice, so anything done by Pixie Trix is just, you know, A1 with me. but he has gained the spot on the next Dance Dance Revolution game, which is actually Dance Dance Revolution Supernova 2. So I'm sure a lot of you will be pumping those arms and ramming those feet into lit squares to your heart's content to his musical stylings. That song, incidentally, Until Forever, is on his new album, which is actually available through Overclocked Remix, and you can find a link on there. The album's name is In the Dark, for those who are interested. Anyway, so what did I choose? Well, I say on the basis of that, and this news, I thought it'd be rather useful if I chose a Beat Drop track that was a Sonic remix. Now, there is several of these, but the one I wanted to choose, actually, was a Sonic & Knuckles remix. Nothing to do with Project Chaos Tone. This was quite a long time ago. In fact, it was the 26th of August 2005 that it was actually posted. The track is called Catapult, and it is a remix of the Flying Battery Zone theme. Now, if you can remember Flying Battery Zone, it was a mass of purple and spin sections. One of the iconic things about it was the sort of cylindrical cages. So you could, it was almost like a kind of Sonic cage dome. Sounds familiar. Anyway, yes. So cylindrical grills which you ran round and round and round and round and up. And that was one of the iconic things about it. The music for Flying Battery Zone you're probably hearing now. If I had it with me, if not, I'm sure that Demex will add this in as a little bit of background noise for you. But yes, Catapult is a very intriguing piece of music, and it's very full of very frenetic energy. It's a very it's easily described as a sort of hardcore dance track, but what's great about this track is that not only is it a sort of different spin on the music in that you're making it this dance track, it retains the core themes. It retains the fact that it is sonic music. You can feel the fact that it's sonic music within the track, even though it's this hard tempo dance track. So here it is, my very first remix remit. It is by Beat Drop, remix of Sonic & Knuckles, and this is Catapult. We'll be right back.
That was Archangel UK's Remix Remit with Beat Drops Catapult. Damn good remix to start off with. Nice one, Archangel. Alright, the countdown is coming to a close, and I have one more track to play before signing off. And this one has received 142 votes and literally took the chart by storm by moving from our number 10 spot to number 1. Here's Never Turn Back from Crush 40. as the listeners request much help on figuring out what the number one hit in the Sonic Nation was? Or did you cheat and review the Billboard beforehand? Either way, I hope you had as much fun as listening to this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it. I've been your host, Mix, and this has been Sonic Billboard's Top Hits. See you next time.